Sean Kennedy, do you have anything to say before this court passes sentence for the crimes of social treason, consumer heresy, and for the irreversible chaos you have created?
Life should be chaos. It should be alive. It should strut and pose and scream, not shuffle along staring at its feet. We must always strive for the extremes, forever pushing the boundaries of acceptance, because without that, we have no method for evolution. No way to surpass our social limits. No way to be a freak, a noble freak. It will be the freaks and weirdos that through the wisdom of their mutual suffering will strive to make the world a better place for everyone. It's true that no one person is any more important than any other, but the actions that one person takes can influence an entire world. We must, as individuals, recognize the tremendous power that this gives us. The unbelievable strength of self-realization. The power that comes from this is not only the most important concept for a person to understand, but is vital for the whole of our species to survive. Real world, our world, is a beautiful terror to behold. It's a fantastic voyage of depravity, truth, wonder, and ugliness. Each new day should be embraced with the glories of these surging battles. We must not seek to medicate ourselves into a pacified trance. True peace will only be found by the dead. We must not allow ourselves to be sedated by would-be mothers and fathers of this bubble-trialed nation. As they have done with me, they would seek to drug you, make you a normal or well-adjusted corpse without the passions and depressions of a living being. You must not allow this. Do not let their silence overtake you. Life should be a symphony. It should be a thrash concert, not a black deathly silence. I pray to whatever gods exist. Hear me now. Give me the extreme rising peaks of excitement and the desperate low dregs of depression. And forever make me deaf to the hum of mediocrity so that when I die, I can say I knew what it really was to be alive.